Now, members of parliament have expressed growing concern over the delay in delivering biometric voter verification machines meant for use in the 2026 general election. This was during a plenary chaired by the Speaker of Parliament, the Right Honourable Anita Annette Among.
So unless we legislate and embed the tool that, because you remember during the other election, the Electoral Commission came out and said when some of the machines collapse, that now you can go and refer to the manual register. You understand what I'm saying? So in case that happens, how is the voter, the candidate, and the electoral process in this case, how will it be viewed?
Can I find out?
The Leader of Opposition in Parliament, Honourable Joel Sanyanyi, noted that with just 1 month to the polls, the government has not yet tabled the necessary regulations to guide the use of the biometric system.
We have 1 month to an election. They keep coming and asking for money, including some of the supplementaries that are going to be tabled. They want money for the voter verification machines. What guidelines are you going to base on? I saw candidate Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, he made a statement when he was campaigning somewhere. He said the biometric machines are what we are going to use mandatorily. A polling station where the machine will not work, voting will not happen. I was a bit confused there, and I want government to clarify. With our network issues, we saw what happened in the last election with the sense that these machines, the far to reach areas, including Kampala anyway and the neighboring areas, network will fail, usage will fail. So if you say we are going to use these biometric machines mandatorily, so where they don't work, there is no voting. So what will happen?
In response, the Speaker of Parliament, the Right Honourable Anita Annette Among, directed that the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Affairs, Honourable Norbert Mao, be invited to Parliament to provide an update on the matter.
Now, members, can we invite the Minister responsible for that topic? And we have it, because we cannot continue discussing. You're referring to Honourable Mao. Can we have a sitting and invite him to be in the House?
Can I now address the source?
Yes.